One of the great rounds, round number 18, because Beanies for Brain Cancer, 10 years in now. I don't know how much money they've raised, but it's an incredible amount. People get behind this. Joel, I was disappointed when you said you didn't think the designs were as good this year
as
they had been in previous years.
Come on.
No, that was me. I think, look, it doesn't matter what they look like. I'm just saying I've got ones I wear all the time. These, you know, this is the bank robber look. Hello to you.
Yeah, well, hello to you, Dan, and I totally disagree with those sentiments.
I want the Mark Hughes Foundation balaclava this year.
Yeah, well.
To go with the beanie.
Well, hopefully it rains tries, because once again, Sportsbet $1,000 a meat pie is going straight to the Mark Hughes Foundation. So
no celebration, it's just $1,000 every try.
Try July starts next week, but worry about that next week. For this week, it's all about the Mark Hughes Foundation.
I think the weather's pretty good in Sydney too, so that's a good sign. We've got a full slate of games, and I'm only taking the piss with the Mark. I love every Mark. Look. God, now
stop bumbling your words.
I'm going to sound like a fool.
You're not at the judiciary. Just own it.
I'm going to sound. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the ref said it. Sorry. Oh, he was talking to Carrigan. No, every year, this is the one bit of charity I do every year. I buy two beanies at. I'll go to one of the first game I go to in Mark Hughes. I make sure I buy two beanies. They're $25 each.
Yep.
And that's $50 that I know is. So there you go. What? Just pump myself up for no reason. But no, that's what the reverence I hold, and we all hold the Mark Hughes Foundation in a sports bet. Well done to sports bet. I take the piss out of sports bet at times, but well done for getting behind it. I'm going to say something that you're going to think is crazy. I think the Warnie show was a success.
Really?
Well, I'll tell you why. It rated and it had the production values of a Tropfest short.
Did it?
It was terrible.
It was one of
the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But a million people watched it.
Tick.
Yeah.
But that's the gravitas the man had.
Of course.
Isn't it?
Honestly, it's one of the worst productions I've ever seen. The splicing of real footage into him, the actor, was so off-putting. That I just found the whole thing. I didn't watch part two.
And that's not even your Bambi.
No.
Oh.
No, too easy.
Fasten your
Bambi's seatbelt. Everyone was attacking the Warn show. One of the worst things ever produced on Australian television. But for the price of a Mark Hughes beanie, they produced a show which got the same ratings as an episode of The Voice. So well done.
My eyes are going, Dan, but I look like Where's Wally with these on, so I'm going to take them off. Won't be able to read the sheet, but that's fine.
Let's get in. Hey, winners. Weren't we on fire last week? Let's celebrate. Let's actually recap some of the glory days of round 17. Right, the best bets. That firstly, straight away.
Boom. I mean,
this is the one I think it's par. You try and make sure you get a birdie with your best bets.
Yes.
Normally we go the 50-50 bets, the line bets, and we absolutely nailed it.
Those right wingers are cashing in. Watini's legs there.
I just think if the Eels beat up on the could really beat up on the Dolphins, and the line's not enough. Both were over. They're the best bets, Joel. When they're both over, DWZ, when did he score his first try?
Oh, that was minutes. But that was the easiest watch. And then yours, son.
Oh, what a joy.
That's our easiest best bet collect we've ever had.
Oh, my God. When Parramatta was up, well, they conceded the first one and thought, here we go, they're going to be off. But then 15 minutes in and it was all over. And did you not have, and we're not covering this, did you not have DWZ double as your flair? I think you might have.
Did I have first, second, or third? No, I had the bingo.
We're going to get to that.
That was my flair for that game.
And
he led the charge for us.
And that's why the flares, my goodness, did we not make you money this week? Penrith margin 1-10. This is, I think, an alternate winning margin. $3.45, that's pretty good value.
The flair for me, go to the bingo, Sugar's Try Score Bingo. This is the first game of the round, $4.50. We need any four of the seven, and we start with Watini's Lesnick.
Canberra, look, you could take the 235, or if they get started in the right manner, score first, load at halftime, and win, you get $4.10. Good prices.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done. It might have been, you were critical of the jacket I had. It was all business last week, Dan. And we delivered.
Why aren't you wearing it? Well, you've got to ride the hot hand.
I know, I was tempted to do that. Can I just talk about something which, this is not in the script, I've written it down, but you won't be happy with this, because you don't like me doing this.
Oh, no.
So right so far. No, but I'm coming at it at a different angle.
You're going to jinx it,
No, I'm not going to do that. I want to come from a different angle. So for those who backed Jermaine Asako via the podcast at $101, into $2.30 now. Now, it's not to mock Asako, but we need to start thinking about a plan.
Cash outs.
Mitch Moses is behind him, but he probably plays another Origin game. Does he?
Yeah, and they've got two buys coming, don't
that's
they?
That's right. So they've got some more buys coming up. As for Nick Meaney.
Meaney's your worry, I reckon.
He's your worry. Won't play Origin. I don't think Pap comes back to take the kicking, at least anyway. He's 22 behind.
Are we thinking Pap is done for the year? There is no indication he's coming back.
My mail is on Pappenhausen that if he returns this year, they're committed to a good stint in reserve grade.
Yeah, good.
That's my mail.
Good. Imagine the excitement if he plays 3 weeks in reserve grade, yeah, and then his first game is their first final. Oh. Now, wouldn't that be something?
Well, mate, he's a Clive Churchill medalist. He could
do it. And the reason I bring that up is because Meaney backers want Meaney on the wing. Well, if Pappenhausen's not going to be back really for the regular season, he's less likely to score tries.
True.
So take that into consideration with Asako.
Here's another one. Queensland, you tipped emphatically.
Oh, get
3-0.
Out, yeah. Back New South Wales, they're $2, aren't they, to win in Sydney?
So there you go. They're $7.25, which you tipped it, and you can take the $2.
Well, I got them at $9 again. Just as soon as I tip something, the price comes tumbling down. Yeah, it's funny how that happens. But what I'm saying, yes, that is a smart... Oh, now I see what you're doing.
Yes,
that is the intelligent bet. Get on New South Wales now, and then essentially $7.25 becomes $3.60.
Yep.
And then you can just put your feet up and watch, and that's correct, an enjoyable game three.
Okay, the next
what
one.
What else you got?
Dan, you tipped the Warriors $5.50 top four.
Yeah.
They're into $2.70. That you let ride, I think.
This is the week. They've got to beat South, yes, if they're going to make top four.
Yes.
Which I don't think they're going to do, but wouldn't be shocked if they did.
Yes, so that's the case there. Lofi Carn-Pereira, we tipped you on the show, $61 into $9. I think you've just got to let that ride. It's too tricky, too many in the mix.
He just hasn't got his nose in front there. I think we need him to get to about $4, do you reckon, before we start thinking about how we're going to play it.
We hold him.
He's good for ones and occasional twos. We need a big bag from him at some point. We need a three or a four to just catapult him above the Sevos.
Do you know what they do really well? And you have to credit Holbrook for this. The Gold Coast Titans are the best in the comp. They play the flat man, brings the defence in, and then there's no stuffing around. Shift, Carn Pereira, ta-da.
That, what he did to Cobbo is one of the most breathtaking things I've seen this year. The way he just eased past him.
Yeah. Where's he versus Saab over 100?
Well, they reckon who's the guy, Roger Fabri, has Saab at top seed and Carn Pereira number two.
Okay.
I think as in terms of speedsters.
Okay, all right. We tipped you only a month or so ago. Cowboys, $15, top eight. They're now $2.30. I just think you've got to march on with them, Dan.
When were they 15? You brought it up many
times. I know
times.
Exactly when it was. It was when they were playing the Storm. And we tipped on the show that they could beat the Storm. And they beat them.
So they just lost to the Tigers, right?
Which no, what happened after the Tigers? There was a game after the Tigers.
So they lost that one too.
They lost that too, and then bang, beat the Storm.
In a top eight that's so congested, that's a big find. I don't even care if they don't make the eight. That's a very good find. That you $15 for a team that made the prelim final last year, and weren't that far off the top eight.
No.
That's a very good find.
Okay, can I lead us into the so wrong, Dan? And this is the so wrong. And
No. Why are we... This was a week of celebration.
Yeah, no, I need to come clean because we've seen too much of the NRL of these bullshit excuses. This didn't happen. I meant to say this. I posted that. I didn't mean that. Well, it's time that we lead the charge here at Get 'Em Onside and we come clean.
Hang on, your comments don't reflect those of the host.
Well, the listeners and the viewers, so whether you're watching on KO, YouTube... the many, many emails we've had coming through on getemonside@sportsbet.com.au. That's your email, isn't it, Gibbo? We need to come clean with this.
You look like Sam Newman there.
Well, we've told the world that Sean the Trader has gone to Europe for a honeymoon. Well, he's been chased out of town because of this, Dan.
The 7.5 looks too big for me. I actually think they could be a bet for the spoon because we've seen it happen with previous Warrior sides. If it turns to they can quickly give up. I don't know. Very hard to mount an argument looking at their squad for them to get anywhere near the 8.
Just, hang on. I didn't even listen to what was said there. You can repeat that to me. What are these poses that he's doing?
I know.
And his partner, who I've never met, Vanessa?
Yes.
Is complicit in this whole thing.
I know. She's so humble too.
These poses of just looking out like he's being taken spontaneously.
Yes. So that was a declaration.
What is it about the 20-somethings? God, I sound like an old man, but 20-somethings with...
pondering.
With theirs.
Le pig and le shit, as he framed himself there. It's Christopher Scase-esque. He's declared at the start of the year the Warriors for the spoon.
Yes.
And the punters followed him, and he's just deserted them. He's left the country, Dan. It's so wrong. It's so wrong.
When is he back?
I don't know. Next week, I think.
Okay.
Next week.
Well, if he feels like it. All right. Well, anyway, so right, so wrong. Done for another week. Well done if you got on with us. Another thing we got on top of nice and early, Rhys Walsh. We said there was a comeuppance coming, and it didn't take very long. I wish I was at the judiciary last night. Last night was a case for the judiciary being broadcast, or at least being streamed.
Yes.
Because that was bonkers, some of the stuff that was going on. Got quite tetchy, and then Walsh, I think we can say this pretty confidently, was caught out in a lie, thanks to David Fifita forgetting his story.
Oh, Dan, that we saw it with Jerome Luai in the Post. We saw it with just owner boys. He's been carrying like a mug lair. And you know what? I actually think this is a little gift for Kevy because, A, he's a kid, right? So you don't see too many kids have a star year for the entirety of the year. He's forced into a 3-week rest now.
Yes.
Away from the spotlight, away from being caught up in that washing machine, which is Origin again. And I think it's a terrific thing for Kevin Walters. And you could tell last week, and I reckon it was the behaviour of Walsh. He just felt like egos are getting out of control here. And I reckon it was more about the loss than it was just about the carry-on that they've just been getting a bit carried away.
Yeah. But remember, this is the point last year where it all fell apart for them.
Yep.
They were going almost this well this time last year. I think what was also important was, last night on Back Page on Fox, I said to Robert Craddock, the Courier Mail writer, I said, here's what's going to happen. He's going to get found guilty. And I bet you the Queensland media is going to claim conspiracy. The NRL's got it in for the Broncos and Queensland. And he said, no, I don't think they will. I think they're going to give Walsh a whack. And God bless Crash, he was right. Because this morning I read the Courier Mail chief writer, Pete Bedell, gave a proper whack. Very unusual for a Broncos writer or a Queensland writer to really go the team hard or someone from the team.
No.
But I'm saying that he's gone Walsh really hard. He deserved this.
Ego-based?
Oh, that this has been coming for a while.
Yeah, but Dan.
And what I'm saying is I feared the media was going to jump on his back and say, well, mate, they've all got it in for you, mate. You just keep doing what you're doing. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, my conspiracy upon a conspiracy. Have the Broncos said, Pete, go for your life. He needs a whack.
It wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me. We know some of those regional, and they're not regional, Queensland, but the one team, now it's a two-team town papers, a lot of that stuff is orchestrated. But anyway, I thought it was, you're right. You're absolutely right. Because it takes balls for a journalist in a one-team town, I know they're two teams now, but essentially in a power, with a power team to go the team, because you risk getting, if you get offside with them, all of a sudden you can't get stories anymore.
That's right.
So I like your theory there. But anyway, it's probably not the worst thing for them. You're right. 3 weeks? I thought 3 weeks was fair.
Yeah. But even if it wasn't, and we'll probably actually never know, but even if it wasn't directed at the ref, calling your captain that, you know, or Fifita, whichever way it turned out, it's just he put himself in that scenario, and he's put himself in scenarios before.
I think, look, he's in the wrong, and he deserved what he copped. Some of the referee reporting was strange. Chris Butler said, I marched him, not because he swore at me, but because he charged at me. Have you ever heard of
like the, an intimidation thing?
Must have been. But he must have heard what he said, and he just didn't want to say it, or he wasn't sure what he said, but he knew Walsh said something at him.
Yep.
You only ever get marched when you say something at the referee.
So does Kalyn Ponga come back and play?
Oh, well, he said he was unavailable for the series, and Newcastle's not exactly flying.
He's personally flying now.
I would think Kalyn, this is a good chance.
Yeah.
Show. Just remind everyone who he is.
Yep, yep.
And it's as great as Walsh has been, it's certainly not a step backwards. Oh, it's almost an improvement because we've seen what Ponga has done in Origin. So, yeah, that's the thing. Queensland lose one, they're going to put one in who's as good, if not better. New South Wales don't seem to have those problems at the moment.
My flair might have a bit of ego about it too, coming up shortly in this next game.
All right, let's get to some of the games, shall we? And we got two absolute barn burners on Friday night, which is going to kick us off. We're going to go to some strange venues here over the next few weeks. Melbourne versus Penrith at Marvel. Last game at Marvel, I looked this up, I'm doing this game, and 2010, which was surprising to me. But Melbourne, in the year they opened Amy Park, I think they may open it in 2010. I think that was the year. They played games at Docklands before the stadium opened in about round 10. They played prelim finals there, which I'd forgotten about. 33,000 is the record here. I don't know if they're going to get that sort of crowd, but they certainly deserve to get a big crowd. Melbourne slight favourites, Penrith. Still no Cleary. So Cogger and Luai are the halves. All the Origin players are back. Look, we have all the respect in the world for Penrith. I thought Melbourne here were a little fat. Only very slight favourites, 1.5 start. I thought they might have to give up more.
Really hard game because, you know, they've lost these Origin games, these Blues players, and you just get the sense that they could actually win the game. But I just come down to Hughes and Grant versus Cogger and Kenny.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, and plus Amy Park is my defining decision there. But
Marvel Stadium.
I've only played there the once, and Matt Guy just kept running past us. Scored 5, I think.
Did they score 60 on you?
60. I actually come up pretty happy with my game.
So many of your memories, times your team got flogged.
I know.
You're a good player, Joel. You're a good player.
No.
Every time you bring up a memory, oh yeah, we got beat 60-0.
We did, Marvel
Stadium. Munster back for Melbourne.
Yep, and time for the flare. Woo, I just think a scorned Jerome Luai. No Cleary. I can just see him scoring a try. So to the new markets, Jerome Luai scored the first, second or third. He takes on Munster, $10 at a flare. I just think it's a good bet. You know he's going to be super motivated.
Okay. All right. I like the faith you're showing, but you're tipping Melbourne to win.
Tipping Melbourne.
Yeah, me too. Warriors-South. I think this is the game of the round. I know Melbourne-Penrith better quality. I think this is the most interesting game because South need to show us something. And that stadium's going to be packed again at Eden Park. I think they should start to look at going to Eden Park because this Mount Smart is not big enough to hold the popularity of the Warriors. Again, I thought the price for the favourite was a bit heavy, bit fat. Warriors $1.70, South $2.16. The line is 2.5. Warriors are flying. Now, they lose Murata Neokore. Josh Curran goes into the starting second row. South Sydney, obviously still no Luttrell. Talk to me about South's performance against the Cowboys because I was getting a plane back to Sydney. I've only seen highlights. Was it as bad as it looked on the highlights?
Well, it might have paid for a trip to America for the end of the year for me. Thank you very much, Cowboys. South, they are struggling, and they're struggling through the middle, Dan. So they've conceded 27 tries in the last 5 weeks. So to give you an idea, they've conceded about 170 points in the last 5 weeks. Yes. Penrith have conceded about 180 all year.
Did you think, though, I thought Jason Demetriou was very strong in the press conference. I hope and I expect he was that strong with his players. I think that might have been a line in the sand game. I think that might have been, boys, enough's enough. I think they've got a little bit fat off that Magic Round win when everyone said they were the best team in the comp, which they were.
Yes.
And since then, they haven't had a good performance. They beat the Tigers the week after, and if you remember, it was 8-0 with 6 minutes to go, and I think Luttrell scored one, if not two, fattened out the score. But I think they got a little bit high on their success early. I think we're going to see the best of what South can offer without Latrell this week. I actually think South might win this game, Joel, only because the Warriors, and you know how high I am on the Warriors, I think they've only played five games against teams currently in the top eight. I think we might be just overinflating them a touch. This is the game I want to see them perform if they're really going to make a run at the four.
Yeah, sold out at Go Media Stadium. So I'm on the Warriors, but with great trepidation. I just think that, similar to what you're thinking here, they haven't beaten a major scalp just yet. So their recent wins, they beat the Dragons, they beat the Raiders, which I've got my own reservations.
That was a good win.
Yeah, but
that was a good win.
It was a good win. I've got my own reservations about the Raiders. They beat the Dolphins, went down to the Broncos, beat the Bulldogs, beaten by the Panthers, beaten by the Roosters, beaten by the Storm. Beat the Cowboys when they were
Storm. Hang on, Storm, they could have won that. That was unlucky. They had injury. I think I'm a little more bullish than you, but we've just got to see him do it against a good team. And my flair, woo!
So hang on, so where did you settle on? So you gave South a bit of a scare. Are you on the Warriors?
No, I'm on South for this particular game.
Yes.
I think South, we're going to see the best of them. Now, the best of them is not premiership stuff without Latrell, yep, but I think we're going to see a bit of steel about them. So I think low scoring. So I've got South 1-12, doubled up with the under. It's in the doubles markets, and you get $5 for that. I just can't see South blowing them away at this particular juncture. And I think greasy Friday night conditions, I think this might be a low score.
Just consider as well, too, a lot of those tries have been through the middle. So Wade Egan, Adam Fanua Blake.
Fanua Blake scores a lot of tries.
That's right.
He's got the first try at least twice, maybe three times this year. But certainly he's got five tries, so that's a handy stat. Now,
I'll cut you off for your woo.
Yeah, South 1-12 into the under.
Oh, sorry,
that
my apologies.
$5.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks for listening. Brisbane versus, wow, Gibbo's got this as the third best game. Broncos versus Dolphins from the Gabba. $1.21, the Broncos. Dolphins have hit that wall, $4.45. I think they're in a bit of trouble, Jolly boy.
Yep.
12.5 is the line. No Reece Walsh. Tristan Saylor, I gather, will come in. I think the Dolphins might. I know the Dolphins are capable at any time of producing. I think the Broncos might have a bit of intent about this.
I'm nervous about this game, but I will go for the Broncos. It's a big... Now, you know what? I'm going to go the Dolphins. I think it's too heavy.
Really?
The start's too heavy, but the things that have got me thinking the Broncos win this game, he was filthy, absolutely filthy, Kevy. So he wants to see a turnaround. That's the other thing is, they've now conceded the most tries in the comp.
Yep.
The Dolphins.
Not surprising.
So, but I will say it's a derby and it is Wayne Bennett versus Kevy. So I've just got to take the 12.5.
See, that's the key stat, the defence. But you know what's not helping? They're getting bashed up in the middle now. I think Jesse Bromwich has hit a bit of a wall this year. I think some of the other forwards are fading. I love Val Tafare as well. Defensive liability.
Now, you know what? You've talked me into it. I know there's no Flegler, there's no Ricky, but they should steamroll them, shouldn't they?
Piakura can play. Piakura is a serious player.
I'm with you.
Now, he's not going to be, he's going to take a little while, but he can play. You've got the flair.
Exact total points, you just think the hammer. So they should score a try. Dolphins total exact points, 6. And that's on the back of a real steely, gutsy, peed-off Kevy performance.
I'm interested to see how the Gabba plays. Horde and Forced, as Tony Gregg would say. I only remember there was a British Lions game against the Wallabies 20 years ago. It's my only memory of...
Are they not even playing there anymore?
...rectangular football. Well, they play at Suncorp.
What about the Lions? Are they still at the Gabba?
Well, I don't watch that.
No, I don't watch it either.
I don't watch it. But I mean, it's a hard and fast surface, but... Canberra versus Gold Coast. Canberra, Gold Coast, boy.
Great game. If you have to go to GIO Stadium in the middle of winter,
yeah,
this you want to go 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
$1.67 the Raider. Jeez, you don't. You are becoming the Raider hater. You are becoming the new Ormerod.
I just, Dan, the last 3 weeks they've scored 8 tries. In those 8 tries, one was a garbage time try for Papa Lee after getting whacked by the Warriors. Now, hang on. One was a garbage time try. Another one was a forward pass last week to Hopewadi. They were held tryless in the second half against the battling Roosters. Six of the tries have been off kicks and relying on bounces. Their attack is absolutely stuttering and fumbling, and there's a little bit of winning wallpaper for Canberra, let me tell you that. And I will be tipping the Gold Coast here.
You are the Raider hater. So Jim Lenehan, first Gold Coast caretaker to ever win, taking over. And they would have had a few caretaker coaches over the years, the incarnations of Gold Coast. No Papali'i. I'm kind of with you, but I just think it's going to be high scoring. Because Gold Coast, have they got the steel to defend like that and be guts it out a second week in a row? I think we might see on a crisp, clear Saturday afternoon in Canberra, this has got 28-24 tones to me. I know you don't think much of Canberra's attack. My flair, woo! Both sides have deficiencies on their right defensively. Karen Pereira on the left, Albert Hopewadi on the left. I like Hopewadi. He's big, bulky, and speedy. This is this new market. We haven't cracked it yet, but 3+ tries for the two of them. $5. I think it's a nice price there. I think Hopewadi can get one, or I think Karen Pereira could get a couple. This, for me, is a bit of a stay away in terms of head-to-head, because you're very confident about the Titans.
Just at the price, it's a great bet.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Did we not have this last week, your ideas committee? Here we go. Let's give Joel's ideas committee a chance.
Well, Dan, I've gone to the public, and if you have an idea, by the way, you can email us, getthemonside@sportsbet.com.au. Let us know where you want to go. But I'm outsourcing it these days to the great public out there, and I saw this on Twitter.
Wayne Bennett famously said, when you start listening to the fans, you become one of the fans.
Yes.
I mean, this is bonkers, John.
I love this. So here's the blue side, the unused blue side, and I would love this to be tradition now, and I think this would get great appeal, that if a Blues team, you couldn't do it for Queensland, they haven't got the depth that we have, but if a Blues team made it to game three and were facing a dead rubber against them, well, all those who played a part and had their fingerprints on putting themselves in that situation should be banished, and everyone else should get a crack. So here's the unused Blues. For those listening...
Yeah, I'm sure Channel 9 would love this. 3.5 million viewers at stake, and we're going to have a city countryside.
No, a city countryside?
That's a city countryside.
Okay, here's a side if you're listening via the podcast. Everyone else can see this through KO and YouTube, etc. Dylan Edwards, the fullback. Campbell Graham on the wing with Clint Gutherson. Katoni Staggs, Matt Burt in the centres. Cody Walker and Reynolds in the halves. Regan Campbell-Gillard up front with Totola, Blake Brayley.
Why was Regan Campbell-Gillard... This is an issue Freddie's got. Campbell-Gillard, how dare he not be in the side?
Should have been in the side.
Ahead of... behind Utoi Kamanu. Why? Because the Penrith blokes don't like him? This is one of the issues Freddie has.
Yes. Teague Wilton would get a start in this team. Amoli Olakau'atu, Keon Kalamatangi, Spencer Lanou, Cameron McGuinness, Nat Butcher, Scotty Drinkwater. Tell me that side.
It's a city country side.
It's not a city country
side. It's a city country side.
You don't think that side could beat Queensland on their day? Yes, they could.
Mate, no way. No way. What, Queensland full strength?
Yes. That side could win at Accor, I'm telling you.
All right, so you've outsourced it. What's the name of the person that...
It was...
You're a
Vic Tick.
Beep it out, please. No. Okay. So this is the problem. Don't bring your three-hour-a-day ideas. You got to fill the air with 3 hour, you know...
No, I saved it for this.
Vic, I'm joking.
If you've got your ideas, get them on site at sportsbet.com.
Save it for your radio show. That's your... Dear God.
I love it.
Dear God.
I love it.
Vic, I didn't mean that. Manly Roosters. This is almost last chance hotel for these teams. It certainly feels that way. Manly $1.94, Roosters $1.90. You couldn't even do that idea with a straight face, Joel. You couldn't. You knew. You only did that to roll me up. That's $1.94, $1.90. Roosters favourites. Wow. Looking at these teams here, Swalee is back. Roosters have lost a couple. Satili Tupanua is gone. So you've got Nafahu White and Victor Radley playing the edge. Nathan Brown at number 13. Siwa Wong can play, by the way, Joel. I don't know if you've seen him in the lower grades.
The raps are big.
He can play. Fletcher Baker, who's leaving, is there clearly because have run out of players because it seems like he is on the outer at the Roosters.
Have they named Lodge?
No.
So he's completely been resold, yeah, hasn't he?
I'm looking at the Manly side. Manly side is more settled. Look, we all expect the Roosters at some point are going to start to turn this around. I've got to take Manly at home as outsiders here, I think. This is a tough game to bet, though.
Tough game. I'm with you, Dan. Jake Trbojevic back is a big in, yes, for them. Where I landed here is just field position kicking game. One part I haven't yet seen for Sandon Smith is the kicking game. Mm. Daly Cherry Evans can kick him off the park. So I just fancy the home side.
What did you make of... So Luke Brooks, you like that deal? 4 years?
Yeah. Yep, it's good for him.
Yeah, but I'm the Manly fans. That's a lot of money. It's what, 600 a year? I didn't understand why they had to give him 4 years. Was there that much demand for Luke Brooks? They had to give him 4 years?
No, I don't think so.
I would have given him 2 with a 1 year option. And let's pay him a little bit more.
Yep.
And then the baffling one.
You'd rather pay him $2 million for 3 years.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? I think it's going to work, by the way. I think it's the best thing for him to get out. I just don't understand 4 years. Why are they paying Schuster 800 to be a fat edge player?
Why?
But he's a guy who hasn't been committed. He's going to play second row. Now, I understand the mentality we want to keep him because at some point Cherry Evans is going to retire, so we're going to bring Schuster. That makes no sense. That was, we're going to placate him by eating into our salary cap. I didn't understand that.
I believe, Dan, and we mentioned this last week, where only 2 of the top 8 paid players are currently in the top 8. If you're paying that sort of money, you need to be rising up other players, not just yourself. And he's got to worry about himself, let alone anyone else. I could not justify a very easy recruitment strategy could just be pay players who are just influencing the group.
He is signed for another year anyway. Why wouldn't Manly just say, you know what, Josh, show us what you got next year and we'll look after, once you do
no,
that,
but this was the big year full of promises, wasn't it?
But I understand. But they're stuck with him next year anyway. What I'm saying is, why are they re-signing him for even longer when he's committed to next year? And it's basically next year would have been the make or break year for Schuster.
But last
putting
year
him back in the second row, I understand he's not fulfilling the promise.
No, but last year was the big song and dance, and we've read this book before, where he's not going to the World Cup, he's getting fit, this is the year, blah, 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 and we get into round 18 and we're already, well, this chat started earlier.
Yeah.
We're already talking about the fact that, he's going to have some time off, we need to get him fit. Well, that was the off-season, wasn't it?
Oh, I get that. I'm not defending him. I'm saying, but they've already got him signed for another year. So just say, listen, you're on big money next year, show us what you got, and then we'll talk.
Yep.
We'll do a deal midway through next year, and if someone takes you in the meantime, well, you know, we'll take that risk. What's your flair? It's like he's a member of the family, and they don't want to offend him.
Oh, the flair's pretty straightforward here. Because
I mean, you know what really pissed me off is like, oh, how's Schuster going to think that they signed Brooks? I don't care how Schuster.
But he's had 18 rounds to make it not even. The only reason Brooks is being signed in the first place
is because Schuster hasn't delivered.
He hasn't owned the number 6 jumper.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Manly 1-12. Manly 1-12.
Okay, let's go. Cronulla versus St George Illawarra. This is Thursday night. Shark Park. Ooh, Sharks $1.11. Dragons 6.70. Now, you know what we've said about the Sharks. Flat track bullies. This is their game. That is a whopping start. 18.5. I don't think it's enough. Ben Hunt's going to play, apparently. Did I read or did I hear that he's only going to turn up at the captain's run? He's not going to train during the... I don't know what's going on there.
What?
I don't know. Ben Murdoch-Masilla plays game 100. He'll be in the second row. They've lost Jack Bird. I tell you what, Jack Bird's fitness needs to be looked at. He looked heavy last week, and this is a man who has put his body through the ringer.
But it's not.
And he's only in his 20s, but I'm not sure there's... Are we sure there's much football left in him? He's got Flanagan next year. That's going to be the best thing for him.
The old coach comes back to him.
I've got to take Cronulla here. I know 18.5. You're taking a lot of faith in a team that's sort of middling, but this is the sort of game Cronulla wins by 30.
Yeah, Thursday night, the middle of winter, worries me. Mm. That's a big start. You know what? I will take the Dragons just because it's so punchy. But I'm so with you. It could be 50 job easily.
Let's do the flair. And Will Kennedy has been first try scorer four times this year and is still not the favourite. That slingshot play out to the right, which other teams, either they're copying...
No, they come up with the first.
They've come up with it. Now you see teams copy them. Warriors have copied them, I think.
Yep. With Melbourne do it.
Yeah. Will Kennedy, $8.50. Just good odds. All right, Cowboys versus Tigers, a rematch of the Leichhardt debacle where the Tigers put on 66 to 18. I think they could play 800 minutes with this current Tigers lineup, and I don't think they'd score 66. Well, I feel sorry for the Tigers. You lose Brooks and Coruscant, and they're now running into a Cowboys side that is going the other way. This will feature in my best bet. 13.5 is not enough here. I'm surprised the start is so low, to be quite honest. Cowboys have proven in recent weeks they can put some points on.
It's amazing, isn't it, how this scoreline happened, and they meet only a matter of 5 or 6 weeks later, and now it's 13.5 the other way. But it's a different side. Yeah. Their mood is completely different, and I'm with you, Dan. I think they should comfortably cover this.
Jason Tamalolo in jersey 18, did you notice that?
He didn't play last week.
No, it's an odd one. So it's not like he's not in their best 17.
No, that's right.
He's obviously...
He's coming back.
Coming back. They're a much better team than they were that night. And do you think... there is a factor of we have to punish the Tigers for what they did to us.
100%.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the reason there's no rush for him to come back, because it comes to my flair, Dan. Woo! Finifawaki, this youngster, he's a gun.
What is it, the Cowboys? They can find a young back rower. Lukey.
Yep.
Nane. Yep. And now this kid.
Yep. But he's coming on a little bit later in the game. So for me, the value is $21 last try scorer. Both his tries this year, the last couple of games have been in the second half.
All right. Okay, nice. I like that. Cowboys for me. And then unmitigated worst game of the round. I can't wait to call this on Sunday afternoon at a packed, there'll be 80,000 there at a Core Stadium. For Canterbury versus Newcastle. Again, this is another example why we have to get out of playing bad games at home.
This is the Belmore game. Isn't it?
Well, they're all Belmore games. Yeah. But you're right. Canterbury $2.12, Knights $1.70. Knights favourites $1.72. Undertold story, how bad Canterbury have been in recent weeks, Joel. Undersold story. They've been shocking. Knights giving 2.5 start.
Comfortably the worst defence in the comp. It's been awful for Canterbury. I know they've had injury concerns, but so has many other teams. Khalid Rajab gets his first chance to start. Kala Luapu is gone. Knights 2.5.
Yes, I like boys. Knights here.
Yeah.
I like Knights here. This is the type of game the Knights win. See, with Gamble and Hastings, they're never out of games, I always feel. Yeah. Even the game against Penrith last week, they're just too competitive.
Kalen Pong is flying.
And you're right about Canterbury's defence. There needs to be a bit of a post-mortem on them, frankly, because we've concentrated, because of what's happening at the Dragons and their implosion and the Tigers early in the season. Canterbury has just gone completely off the boil.
For those watching the KO or the YouTube, we just showed the replay there of one of the Peachy tries. It was a short goal line dropout, ball bounces. They should have scooped it up. So it was a little bit flattering for Penrith there.
Now, this is the woo of all woos. If this gets up,
I love this.
I will buy a Ric Flair robe and wear it next week.
Yes, please.
Try scoring Quinella. First and second try. Dom Young, $61. I can't believe those odds, Joel.
I love
now, it's
that.
Not easy to get.
No, of course it's not.
But you got first try scorer, second try scorer.
Can you imagine our chat?
I'm calling the game. I will lose my mind if he scores.
Oh.
Imagine if he drops the ball over the line for the second one. I will swear. And there'll be no beat because it'll be live.
If he scores the second try, having scored the first try, you need to get a woo in the call.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just
or a subtle one. Just to let all the listeners and the viewers who watch it.
You know Gordy Courtney?
Did he?
Celebrating Ezra Moom's try.
For the bingo.
Because he always thinks I want the Titans to lose.
Oh, right.
And Moom has scored. Ezra Moom's over. Brisbane back in the game. And he goes, Dan, I saw you pump your fist. I had to explain.
Yeah, yes.
And we're sponsored by Ladbrokes. And I said, mate, Sportsbet, get him on Zod podcast. That closed out the try-scoring bingo for the week.
That's a great flair, Dan.
All right. I won't get on this for a day or two. It's not going to be $61 by the time. I know it's not going to be $61. Now, let's get to best bets. For those watching, don't say it. Don't spray it. All right, your best bet, please.
Best bet, I'm going to go the Titans Saturday afternoon in the nation's capital.
Me, I hoping this is a bit like my Parramatta best bet last week, and it's all over nice and early. Cowboys minus 13.5. That, I'll tell you what, for a two-legged multi, that's not bad. It'd be about $4.10 or something, yep. $4.20. Now we got a proper Bambi. What is it about New Zealand cricketers that think they're a little bit holier than thou? I love New Zealand cricketers, and they are nice blokes, and they do play the game in the right spirit. But the carry-on of Brendan McCullum, the England coach, as if we should be on our knees, we're not worthy, because his side made the game. Brendan, you lost. Virtually criticising Australia from the comments I saw, or getting on the verge of criticising Australia for not going with them. And really, we should be thanked for making this one of the most entertaining. Well, thank you, Brendan. Thank you, but your tactics are abysmal. You don't declare on a dry pitch. You just don't give up 50 or 60 runs, because you're going to be bowling last. Your advantage is you're batting first. Thank you for Joe Root for playing stupid shots first ball. Wonderful entertainment. But this idea that all of a sudden you've reinvented the game, Brendan, Australia won, England nil. Much like when Australia played New Zealand in your day. You didn't win very often. That's my Bambi.
Gee, Dan, I really hope they bat first.
England?
And I hope they find themselves in the same scenario. Does he have the gumption to do it again? To declare on day one?
You know what? I reckon there's such an arrogance, actually confidence, that their style, they're going to die on this hill.
Yeah.
It's a pretty entertaining hill to die on, to be honest.
Yeah.
But Australia's effectively, we've got to expect one test is going to be a washout, right? Really. This one almost was a washout. Australia's only got to win one more.
That's it.
And can't lose a series. That's just about it, Joel. Nice to be back to some sort of normality, doing a Wednesday show. And
yes.
Sean, if he's finished his posing, he'll be back hopefully next week, maybe the week after.
Le Pig and Le Shit back next week, folks. Great to have your company. Get them on site at sportsbet.com.au to email us.
And buy your beanie.
Buy your beanies, $1,000 a try. Come on, boys, plenty of tries this week. And that'll go to the Mark Hughes Foundation. But the absolute best tip, set a deposit limit.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.